Hey, what's up everybody? Michael Bedell here with Best Ball Forward Dog Training. And I just wanted to hop on real quick and talk about a subject that's been coming up a lot with clients lately. And that subject is dog aggression. And more so the human side of dog aggression. The difficulties of it, understanding it, accepting it, and then understanding the dog's choices and kind of taking to heart those choices and understanding that that's who our dog is and that's the choice they're willing to make. So dog aggression is hard enough to understand, and people I see from when I'm interacting with them struggle to really comprehend why their dog is behaving the way they are. Maybe their dog didn't behave that way for the first year or two of its life, and all of a sudden it started behaving that way. It reached a maturity level that they didn't really notice, and then their dog started making new decisions about things they experience, whether that is people or dogs or cars or whatever it may be. Dogs display aggression as a natural part of their behavior. We don't like it because it includes the use of sharp teeth, and it's dangerous. And so that danger puts us on edge. The first thing we have to do as people is to accept that our dog is now willing to use its bite to control something it's uncomfortable about. Now, what we don't want to do is get angry at our dogs for doing so, because that's not going to help us. Some dogs, I've met people who have really lashed out at their dogs for behaving this way. Some dogs then suppress their behavior after experiencing their owner lashing out at them, but it doesn't mean that they feel any different about the people or the dog that they're seeing. It just means they're now afraid of the handler, because the handler may do something that they're not going to want or like. And you may feel like this is instant solution, but in actuality, it's just going to build up. So you definitely want to remain calm. As a human being, you need to remain calm in order to deal with your dog, even if they're making the choice to act aggressive toward another dog or another person. Then you go to, okay, what's my dog willing to do? A lot of people, a lot of trainers or groups or organizations try to categorize bites and levels of severity. It's kind of helpful because it gives you an idea of just how uncomfortable your dog is. Whether your dog is just kind of worn and growling, or going to little nips, or if they're going to actual full-on bites, that's all information for you and gives you an idea of just how afraid or angry your dog is. If your dog is going to use a very severe form of bite where they're going to bite, hold, and shake, well, that's a very serious issue and it's beyond fear. It's going into higher states of arousal and anger. And so that you have to take very seriously. You want to consider things like the use of a muzzle. Always having your dog managed so that your dog isn't going to be exposed to these things that present you a risk, put you at risk, or put your dog at risk, or put your guests at risk, right? And obviously you want to do all you can to overcome this issue, but at the same time, you need to make sure that you're managing everything around you so that your dog is successful. Don't be the owner who knows your dog bites but then takes risks every time their friends come over. That's going to be a recipe for disaster. It's probably not an issue for those friends who are very confident around your dog and don't feel fearful at all. But then you're going to run into that person who is not confident around your dog, is fearful, and then your dog is going to think there's a reason to be afraid of this person, and then they're going to go to control that person. And that control either looks like growling, barking, lunging, or biting, depending on the level of aggression your dog is displaying and how severe they feel the threat is to them. While you're sitting there thinking, well, my friend is no threat to you or my home, that's not what your dog is thinking, and you have to accept that as the truth and handle your dog in that manner. Don't stay caught up in the human emotion of things and be afraid to do anything about it. Lead your dog. Have that leash on them. Make sure they can't reach out and bite. Make sure they can't practice the behavioral problems that you're wanting to avoid. All right. And understand too that there's a buildup to this. So the moment someone walks into your home, the dog's making an assessment. They may hard stare. They may low growl. They may display a bunch of different things, but it hasn't progressed to the point to where they need to use the bite to control the threat yet. So if you're going to have any hopes of interrupting this chain and changing it, you're going to need to interrupt that pattern there at that point immediately. Okay? You can't let them stare the person down, have the person become uncomfortable, and then walk away. You need to address your dog immediately, implementing whatever solution it is you want to implement right away. All right? And then if you're super struggling, hire a professional, guys. Don't wait. What I see happen a lot of times is people reach out to us for consults or whatever, and I go over this information with them, and they go, yeah, well, you know, I don't want to pay that amount, and then they disappear. Well, what happens? 6 months goes by, 7 months, a year, the dog's continuing to practice the problem, they're getting more confident in the behavior, and then the people reach back out, and the problem is worse. Then they end up paying the money anyway, and then we get to work, and the problem is more difficult than it was when they originally called me. Maybe they waited too long, and the dog actually bit somebody severely when, you know, they could have avoided the whole situation in the first place. Don't wait to that point. You know, and I get it. It's an unnerving thing. I got bit severely a week or two ago because the owner and the handler made a mistake and let the dog get too close to me, and they didn't believe that their dog was going to bite. Now, I wasn't even looking at the dog or facing the dog. I was actually in a neutral posture staring away from the dog, and the dog got me without me even looking at it. So, again, that goes back to accepting who your dog is and the choices they're willing to make and not poo-pooing it, okay? Now I have permanent damage in my arm and my hand from that bite, right? That's a pretty severe issue. So I'm still working with the dog. I'm not going to stop working with the dog. That's not who I am, not the type of trainer I am. But, again, had this stuff, you know, been addressed earlier on than it was, it wouldn't be an issue. Okay? So make a decision. Go with it. Right? And what do I mean by that? If your dog's aggressive on walks, okay, and you're sitting there going, I don't know what to do about it, and you're just standing there and you're letting your dog aggress, you're holding the leash back, the dog's bouncing up and down, freaking out, and you're just sitting there, all that behavior is being practiced. You have to make a decision and go with it, okay? The moment your dog sees something you're not sure about, they freak out, boom, turn around, let's go. Just keep moving. Don't wait for your dog, all right? In your house, if someone coming into your house makes your dog freak out and you're just sitting there going, no, Fido, stop, don't. All you're doing is barking at your dog and making the situation worse. Make a decision and go with it. So somebody comes into your house, Fido, to your room. He doesn't go. Get him, have him on leash, whatever you need to do, immediately take him to his room, put him in there, praise him, reward him, whatever you need to do. But don't hesitate. Don't worry about something. And you'll know if it's the right decision or not. And if it's not, okay, then you make up a new plan and you go with the new plan. But don't hesitate. All right, so I'm gonna be talking a bit about aggression as I hop in and out here next few days. Sorry, this podcast is not gonna be very organized, because that's not the life I have. We're very busy dog trainers. We got four dogs and a board and train right now, and then appointments on top of that. So I will hop on when I can and put out content for you all as it comes up. If you have any questions of me, I would love to hear them. I'd love for you to interact with my channel, and you know, I'll field the questions as they come in. Are you dealing with aggression? Do you have a dog who's aggressive? What have you implemented? What are you struggling with? Let me know. I'm here for you. And thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I will see you guys, talk to you guys on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.